I can speak to Lisa Scott, please.
Yes, Peter.
Hi, Lisa. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Ah.
I have a password on your account, Lisa, as KW1.
My postcode, sorry.
No, password.
Oh, no, that's not the password.
That's what it says here. Gemma from 4 days ago, password says KW1. Oh, she requested a different password, MarleyBoy27.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see. Sorry, Lisa.
No, it's okay, but she did tell me to be aware that some people might try and phone that aren't the real people.
Yeah, we generally give, because obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, we generally give all of our clients a password. But usually in that box that says password. So it took me a little while. Do you have 10 minutes, Lisa, to have a chat with me about your case?
I do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just so you know, Lisa, all of our calls are recorded for training and Morrison purposes.
Okay.
My name's Michael, Lisa. I'm going to be your caseworker now till the very end. It's my role to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Okay.
I might into social services, educational therapies, and the like. But this call isn't so much about, you know, writing to the social services. That's fairly easy for me to do. It's more to get to know you a little bit better, Lisa, and try and understand the trauma you suffered and faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you as an adult.
Okay.
And then from there, I'll go out and gather that evidence.
Okay.
So I can paint a, you know, an accurate picture for the Scottish redress team and they're deliberating on our case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stuff like that in evidence, Lisa, and it's like, you know, diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or any substance issues. And I'll write to, you know, your GP, hospitals, rehabilitation or charities, just to get as much information as I possibly can.
Okay.
So when Scottish Redress are looking out over our case, it's, you know, not just Lisa Scott in care, but it's also because of care as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take that into consideration for us, and it's my job to find out that evidence for you. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Lisa. At any point in the call, you don't wish to continue or you want to press pause, just let me know and you can pick up whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Lisa?
I went through a review recently for diagnosis, and I've recently been diagnosed with the EUPD.
Okay. What's that?
My understanding of it is emotionally unstable personality disorder.
Okay.
This is only recent.
EUPD?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new one on me as well.
Yeah,
I have to look it up. I was like,
So it was from like a cop show or something in America? Like NYPD, but...
I think it crosses over with BPD, I think a lot of the symptoms.
But
what I've read, it seems to be similar.
How are you today, Lisa? How are you?
Not great. it's something I've lived with for years now. So this isn't anything new. But I was back when I was in care and stuff. I think especially back then you were just sort of put as a naughty child, a bad child.
Yeah, pigeonholed.
Yeah. And I went through a load of, I was in hospital quite a lot with suicide attempts. I was kind of just brushed to the side. So, I was just, and it's not been until my later years that I started actually going, this can't be normal. It can't be.
No. That's it. You just didn't get the care and attention to receive the diagnosis or any sort of diagnosis back then?
No,
I...
There was lots of meetings I was in, in some, I don't know if you would call it psychiatric care or not. I remember going to hospitals and but I don't, nobody really told me what the outcome of these things were.
Yeah.
You know, I just went. I just attended and that was it.
Yeah. I think, were these little residential homes that you were in, or the children's homes?
Children's home first, then I was in a secure unit for a while, and then I was back in children's unit for a while, another children's unit, and then I was in a residential school for a while.
Okay. The only reason I asked that, also, I've got here in front of me, is Tooland Children's Home.
Mm-hmm.
135 Easter, Tooland.
Oh, it's that dialogue, yeah.
Dialogue, that's all they've got, but we can go through that, we can add more, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
So, any other sort of mental health issues as an adult?
This was the most recent diagnosis that I've had. I'm under review, and I have had forever depression, anxiety. I'm under review for PTSD treatment, CPTSD, I think was
complex.
That's right. That's the word. Yeah.
Okay. The suicide attempts, Lisa, did you end up in hospital on any of those?
Yeah, quite a few. I think one of them just put me to some unit because there was other kids and stuff there. I was in there for a couple of days. I think, if I remember right, that was for an overdose.
Was that a secure unit? Was you detained there, or...?
Sorry?
Was you detained in that unit?
Oh, in the secure unit? Oh, yeah, when you're in there, you're in there.
For the suicide attempt, sorry?
Oh, it was before... it would have been before then. It must have been when I was in Drylo. Yeah. There's no way you could get drugs or that into the secure unit or things like that. It was...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll take your GP's details off you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also take any sort of the hospitalised patient details from you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll write to you, obviously, your GP, any hospitals that you were in due to, you know, suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll gather all that information.
I don't know who my doctor would have been then.
Just recording your most recent GP will have all of your medical records.
Ah, okay. Well, and I've not long changed over practice as well,
I don't need a
single doctor. I've seen three locums in the last 2 days.
What's the practice details, please, Lisa?
They're called the Three Harbours, and that's in Wick.
Harbours, oh yeah.
In Martha Terrace.
In Wick. In where, sorry?
Martha Terrace.
Martha?
Yeah.
Martha Terrace.
Yeah, M-A-R-T-H-A.
Okay. And do you remember any of the hospitals that you were in, Lisa, for the suicide attempts?
Oh, I don't know. I know there was a few overdoses. I know I used to cut myself quite a lot. I think you'd be better just going through the records, because I'd never remember dates or years or...
Yeah, no.
It's all just jammed together.
Okay, let's see what I get from the GP. Let's see what I get from the GP, and we'll go from there.
I mean, that's followed. I mean, me right into adulthood. I mean, I think the last one, my doctor and stuff up here, I was in hospital here because I cut my arms up pretty bad, and I hope to have, oh God, 20 odd, 30 odd stitches, and it was just a mess. That was about, that must have been about 13 years ago or something. That was probably the...
Have you not tried anything like that since?
But half-heartedly, I would say, compared to that one, I think that one gave me a glut.
Sure.
I lost quite a lot of movement and feeling in that arm because of it.
Mm. Yeah, that's gone right through me, that sounds awful for you to have to go through that.
Yeah, it's really great.
No. Okay, so I'll write to you Sea Harbours, with Marcy Terrace. I'll get the medical records from there. The care sessions that you were in, are we just looking at dry law? Was that the only place you suffered abuse in, or...?
No, I think St. Catherine's is... just as... Yeah, because that was St. Catherine's is the secure unit. I think there was just as bad. It was...
Should we have a look at them for you then, St. Catherine's?
Yeah, I did speak to Gemma about... She said she'd wrote everything down. Because we went through Dialogue, St. Catherine's, and...
It's not on my system, so I don't know if she's done it manually.
Okay.
I won't take the statements off you. I'm not going to drag you over the statements. But if you point me in the direction, I'll write to them. I'll get you all the information. And if we have to go over the statements, in 10 months' time, we'll do that.
Okay.
But we won't do that today.
Okay.
St. Catherine's. And where is that?
That's Edinburgh as well.
It's a residential school. This is a secure unit, isn't it?
It was a secure unit. I think, so what Gemma said, she said it's shut down now as well.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. I'll write to the local authorities. And was that before dry law, or was that after dry law?
Yeah, this is after.
So I've got dry law 2000 to 2001, so should I put this as 2001 to 2002?
Okay.
Let me just add that. Save that. Okay. So I'll write to the authorities of these two places, whether that be social services, educational authority, and I'll get that information for you. When I get it, do you want me to share that with you, Lisa?
No, possibly not.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay, you don't need to decide now. Like I said, it's 6, maybe 8, maybe even 10 months down the line.
Yeah.
What I'll do is, Lisa, when I get it back into the business, I'll offer you it if you want it.
Okay.
Obviously, it's yours. It's not good money, it's no problem.
Yeah.
We'll just use it either to the claim and then we'll just shred it.
Yeah. I think it's just something I've just conveniently forgot about.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it that way.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get that. Okay, a lot of my clients like it because it's a piece of a puzzle. That they can't remember or whatever. Some of my clients don't ever want to see it ever again. So, there's no wrong answer. It's however you feel.
Yeah.
I think
it was just, it's just things that I'd maybe like more of an understanding why I was even put in these places to begin with. Nothing was explained to me. Nothing, like, one day I'm at home, the next thing I'm in care, the next thing I'm in a secure unit, and it's like, what?
Yeah, I don't wonder. That's why. Excuse me, dear. Okay, I mean, if that's all the information you want, then I can give you that, or I can send you everything, or send you bits. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out between us. Okay, so when I get the information back, we will, or I will have to go through it. I will have to obviously have a chat with you about it. Make sure you're happy with all the evidence that I've got.
Okay.
Make sure, you know, we go through all of your statements. Make sure you're happy with everything. Everything that goes into your statements. So obviously it's all weird, so and then what we'll do is then we'll add obviously your mental health records and, you know, suicide attempts as a picture of post care of post being in these units. And then we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress, Lisa. From there we then await what's called a panel date. And so a panel of individuals will judge our case. So don't behind closed doors, so there's no need to attend, no need for us to attend. We won't be getting hauled over, you know, any calls or questions about anything. And then hopefully from there we'll then be able to get you the recognition of wrongdoing and a form of an apology and offer a financial compensation.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So that can take nearly, like I said, up to 10 months, but do you have any questions for me, Lisa? Do you understand that process?
Yeah, I think I understand it, yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got my number now. Just save my number. My name's Michael.
Okay.
If you need me for anything or you're struggling to understand anything, just give me a call. I wait for you. So I'll always pick up the phone to you.
Okay.
Before I move forward, Lisa, I just have to go back one step with you. Obviously, I'm about to take on probably our largest body of work on your behalf. And obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our feelings and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy, then obviously I'll continue with your case. And
yeah.
I do need to run through with you on this recorded call just for our compliance team. This will be the last time.
Okay.
Just so you know, Lisa, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, you know, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case if that's the way you want it to go.
Okay.
That is an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Lisa, who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and they don't charge fees. The reason they don't charge fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case. So they don't charge a fee because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, Lisa.
Right.
I can't legally discuss those law firms' practices with you. I'm not allowed to. I can't discuss what they would do for you, and I definitely can't discuss, probably more importantly, what they won't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say, Lisa, is that we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme.
Mm-hmm.
As a law firm, we've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Yeah.
What we do with clients like yourself is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is obviously you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us, and in particular me, is to go out and gather as much evidence as I possibly can for you to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Okay.
Obviously, the more you earn, the more we earn, so it's in our best interest to get you the, you know, the most amount of evidence. Our fees is at a cap of 16% plus VAT.
Okay.
And what that takes you to is 19.2%.
Mm-hmm.
It's the max you will ever pay us. So the cap, that's 16%. So you'll never pay us more than 19.2%, no matter how much time and effort and where it goes into your case.
Okay.
On the flip side, Lisa, for peace of mind, the no-win, no-fee side of the agreement, the no-fee part,
mm-hmm.
is because you've been through such, you know, hardships in your life because of your time and care, obviously the ongoing mental health problems, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if you are unsuccessful with your case.
Okay.
So if we don't get you any compensation, our insurance policy will cover our fees, our end, so we'll never come knocking on your door for any sort of fees.
Okay.
Is that okay, Lisa?
Yeah, that's it. I think Dermot briefly discussed this with me as well.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I just have to run through it with you on this kit.
Yeah, it makes sense, and it's that's something I can do on my own.
Nobody takes that off. Well, nobody takes any other options, to be honest. But everybody always comments, I'm not doing that myself. So, you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're still happy for me to continue with
the
your
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just so you know, Lisa, from the date you signed any documentation with us, which is the 20th of March, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is you can change your mind, obviously, up until day 14, and we won't embark on any work or incur any costs. And if you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the 20th, I can restart that for you from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees and happy for us to crack on, you have the right to waive the 14-day cool enough period and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you, Lisa.
Okay.
Would you like to waive the 14-day or would you like to keep the 14-day?
It's okay. I wouldn't use it.
You're happy to waive the 14-day cool enough period?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Was she known as Lisa Scott in care?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Lisa, you've got my number now. Save my number. My name's Michael. I'll walk you through to the very end. If you need me for anything, you can give me a call anytime. I work for you, Lisa. So there's no query, there's no phone call in which you're going to waste my time.
Okay.
If you need me, pick up the phone. And give me a call. Alternatively, I'll call you every 3 to 4 weeks or email you with an update. Just let you know how I get on, and over the next 10 months I'm gonna be fighting tooth and nail to get all your evidence for you.
Okay. That's grand, thank you very much.
It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you, Lisa, for being so brave. I honestly admire how brave you are, just even being able to talk to me, so thank you.
Oh, hi, I appreciate that.
No, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you take care.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy your evening, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.